The next guy, you can feel his block. You don't have to really talk about it, and that's when you know you can get rolling.
Josh, most of the Falcons' big names are on the offensive side of the ball. How are they getting it done defensively?
Definitely. I mean, they play as a whole defense. I mean, they're all on the same page. They're smart. They're gap sound. They're fast. They do a lot of movement up front. They play as a team. They all play together. All of them 11. All 11 of them are on the same page, and they're very gap sound. So we have to be very diligent with our preparation this week, and get ready for a solid defense.
It looks like, I mean, they don't have like you guys got the big guys up front. Defense. It looks like they don't have those type of people, but they'll even run like twists, T's and ETs on rundowns and stuff. Is that a little unusual?
I mean, it's a little bit unusual, but it's nothing we haven't seen before. Like you said, they're smaller guys. They're fast. They're a penetrating type defense, if you will. They move fast, and like I said, they're all very gap sound, and they're smart, and they know where to be. And we have to be on point. So.
You guys have been named the Protectors of the Week by John Madden, the honor for the offensive line. Is that kind of satisfying, and especially so considering like last year, the first half of the season, the offensive line took a big hit for all the sacks? And is it kind of gratifying to see some recognition?
Yeah, I mean, you try not to really pay attention to the media that much. Sorry, guys. But I mean, good or bad, you take everything with a grain of salt. And I mean, when it comes down to it, we, as the offensive line and the offensive line coaches, know what we're doing good and know what we're doing bad. And, if protection is good, we know it. I mean, we don't need anybody to tell us that, if we're doing good, if we're doing bad. So you try not to really pay attention to anything, but, in the same sentence, it's kind of nice, considering where we were, let's say a year ago in a few weeks. So it's nice to be rolling right now. We got to keep it going. Yeah, I think so. I mean, like I was telling these guys, there's always room for improvement. We come in here and watch it on Mondays, and there's tons of things you can improve on. And we've been playing together since week 8, and that's helped. I think me and Brian are starting to get a good feel, and I think we have for the past few weeks. I think the whole line as a whole is starting to roll a little bit, but we have to continue to get better and keep Aaron upright, and we need to start making some better holes for the running backs. I mean, we know that injuries are part of this game, so we know that whoever is going to step in has to just step in, and we got to roll with it. But as you get more reps with certain guys, and as we get reps as a whole line, that chemistry starts to build, and that confidence starts to build within the group. It really does help. So we gotta take that and take this little bit of confidence that we have right now and roll with it down in Atlanta.
Josh, confidence. You guys handled it when it was a factor, but you also found out the best way to handle a problem is to take them right out of the game. So
yeah.
Same MO this week.
We need to take the crowd out of it as fast as we can. Take the first drive and go score or whatnot, or a big defensive play. I think we started slow offensively, obviously, in that first quarter. We bounced back, dealt with the crowd noise. There were but a couple of communication errors, so we need to even eliminate those and get that crowd out of it early. Well, I mean, once it's 1 o'clock down there, it's football. I'm not gonna go out there and play any less hard or more hard for a game. It's football, so we're gonna work to win no matter what. But leading up, you do think about it. It's tough you know, you try not to think about it because it's November, but, you know, it's in the back of your head. I mean, you know, it could potentially be a playoff implicating game, you know, but, you know, once 1 o'clock rolls around, it's just football. Yeah.